So continuing in the tshuva of Sherot Tshuvot Yabia Omer, Chelek Vav, Siman Mem Aleph, we're up to Ot Gimel. That's on the page Kuf Samechet. Ot Gimel. Ve'ena de Shapir Chaze. And one who looks well will see Lemaran Achida v'Sherot Tshuvot Chaim Sha'al Chelek Bet. Siman Yud Aleph. This is one of the classic tshuvot of the Achida. In Chaim Sha'al, Shenishal Beir Shenaasa Israel Nes Shenitzolu Mitzaratam Im Yesh Lahem Lomar Halel. The Chida Alav Shalom, close to 300 years ago, was asked the question in regards to a city, a Jewish city, to whom a miracle happened. They were all saved, let's say, from a pogrom or Lalenu or who knows what, but they were saved from a Gezerah Ra'ah, from a tzara. And so, can they institute to say Halel in the tefillah? That was the question posed to the Chida. Vehevi hasugya de psachim hanal. And the Chida brings the Gemara in Psachim. Remember, the Gemara in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin, the first Gemara that he brought here, which is that the Nevi'im were metaken to say Halel al kol perek veperek veal kol tzara shelo tavo. Kesheyu nigalim, right? So the Nevi'im were metaken to say Halel. Veheir, the Chida points out, Sheharif haRambam veHarosh ishmitu dinze. Interestingly enough, the three Amudei HaHora'ah, the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, they didn't bring this Gemara lehalacha. Velo katvu shekasher hatzibur noshaim mitzaratam tzrichim lomar Halel. The Rambam, for example, and the Rif and Rosh, they don't say, they don't bring down the halacha that whenever there is a tzara on Klal Yisrael shelo tavo, and Am Yisrael is nigal from them, the tzibur is nigal, is redeemed, they should say halel. They didn't say this halacha. Velachen katav shenir'e lo desvira lehu lehari veharambam veharosh shetakanat nevi'im hayta lekol Yisrael davka. So the Chida goes on to say there, that we see from here that both that the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh hold that the takana of Nevi'im and of Halel was only when the tzara was on all of Klal Yisrael, which is the theme that we're still continuing here from the beginning of the tshuva. V'hachinami daiki divrei Rashi. The Chida says, and it's meduyak in the words of Rashi, shekatav sheomrim oto al geulatam kegon Chanukah. Rashi said on the words "Sheomrim oto al geulatam." Rashi says, for example, Chanukah. So the Chida says, "L'chaura, ma'ika mashmalam v'masha amar kegon Chanukah." What's the chidush of Rashi? Halo advarim pshutim sheim ba'a lehem tzara v'noshau mimena yomru halel. Uma yachaser lanu leavin ad sheutzrach lesayem kegon Chanukah. You understand the question? What's the statement of the Gemara there that the Nevi'im were metaken? That on any tzara that Klal Yisrael was saved from, they should say Halel. Is that an understood statement? I think that's a very simple, plain statement. What did Rashi need to show? By the way, in case you don't understand what the Gemara is saying, Kegon, for example, Chanukah. Oh, now I get it. What did I need Rashi to say, Kegon Chanukah, for me to understand that statement? It speaks for itself. That Nevi'im were metaken, that whenever Am Yisrael is nosha from a tzara, they say Halel. You have to tell me, Kegon Chanukah. Says the Chida, Ela vaday nir'e baru shekavanato lomar shelo tiknu ela kegon Chanukah shehaya az teshuat kol Yisrael. What Rashi wants to bring out is what type of takana did they make? When did the Nevi'im make the takana? Only something that is comparable to Chanukah, where Chanukah was a teshuah for all of Israel, in the way that we explained. If you remember, in Ot Bet, even though it was only in Eretz Israel, but it had to do with the Bet HaMikdash, so it's connected to all of Am Yisrael. Aval ata shehen be'avon, the Chida writes, Am Yisrael mefuzar umforad, v'yitrachish nisa likahal Yisrael v'ir achat, o b'imdina achat, bazelo tiknu ha-Nevi'im lomar alel. The Chida is medayek from that Rashi, that if it's a Yeshua that's only in particular to one city, to one town, to one kehila, then there is no takana of halel. And he says that's why the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh did not bring this halakha lemaaseh, because anyway, it's not applicable now that Am Yisrael, unfortunately, is mefuzar umforad, is spread out in all the world. ובזה ניחא לנו מה שמצינו לכמה עיירות ומדינות שנעשו להם מיסים, שניצולו מצרתם, ולא קבעו לומר עליהם. חידה says, and now we understand why we don't see this really nahug. There have been many cities, many towns, many keilot that had in their history nisim, and yet we don't see they have a minhag of halel. Answer is because of this. So far in this tshuva of the Chaim Sha'al, he's not really pointing out the inyan of the bracha. Mashma, he's going on either halel with bracha or no halel at all, right? So far, from the tshuva of the Chaim Sha'al. Omnam ha-me'iri, now, you asked it at the right time, because now he brings the me'iri, katav shiyomru halel beli bracha. See, we saw this me'iri in Ot Bet. Me'iri is the one that said, at least you could say halel without a bracha. וכן שמענו שהרב הגאון מהרי פי אמיתה תיקן בקהל עדתו לומר הלל כשניצולו מצרתם. The Chidah says, we heard that there's such a minhag by a certain city where their Rav, the great Rav, he mentions here, that they were מתקן to say הלל. ונראה ששמח על פשט הגמרא דפסחיר. He somer, it seems like he was somech on the simple wording of the Gemara Psachim that al kol tzara shelo tavo you say halel, aval ledaati nireh delo muchach ken me'aposkim, says the Chidah. But I think that from the fact that the Rif and Rambam and Rosh skipped it, it's mashma that they wouldn't hold like that. Velo svira lehu ke'ameiri, and they also don't even hold like the Meiri that there is an inyan to say halel without bracha. Ve'hachi nakti rabbanei Israel midorot rishonim acharonim. שלא תקנו לומר הלל בתשועת נפשם מיד צונה. Says that's what it seems to be the minhag throughout the generations, where we don't really find this takana of saying הלל. וכן כתבו התוספות in סוכה, בהסמג, בלכות חנוכה, שלא תקנו הלל אלא בתשועת כל ישראל. The הלל is only by a ישועה of all of Israel. ובספר חרדים הביא מה שכתב הרמב״ם. You know what's, who wrote ספר חרדים? Written in the time in Sfat, in the time of the Ari HaKadosh, there was a Rav called Rabbi Elazar Azikri. He's the one who wrote the famous piyut Yadid Nefesh Avarachaman, and he wrote the small sefer called Sefer HaCharedim, which is like a sefer haMitzvot. He counts. He has all types of categorizing of the mitzvot. That's a beautiful sefer to learn. Very mechazek. Sefer HaCharedim. So over there in that sefer, he brings down the Rambam. The Rambam says about himself, שכאשר ניצול מצרה, כשהייתה שערה גדולה בים, one time the Rambam was on a ship in the ocean, and there was a big tornado or a hurricane in the ocean. קיבל על עצמו תענית באותו יום, ולמחרת שמחה ויום טוב, לא לזרוע אחריו. He was davening to Hashem to be saved. And when they were, he was metaken on himself that day is going to be always fasting every year, and the day after as a day of celebration, lo ulizaro achara. Umidvarav oret al hadat, says the Chidah from what the Charedim is bringing down from the Rambam, you see, shelo tiken lomar halel, afilu belo bracha o bedilug. He wasn't metaken to say halel, it was a personal thing for his family. Alma desvira lehu kemo shekatavti. So you see that the Rambam holds like what I said. Ad kan toref or tochen dvarav.
I don't approve that from that story.
Huh?
It doesn't say that he said halel.
Okay, but the Chidah, I guess, would say that if he was metaken to say halel for his family, that should have been something that was highlighted. That should have been mentioned. It just says v'simcha. It doesn't say anything about halel. והנה מה שדייק מרן החידה מדברי רשי כגון חנוכה על כוחה שכוונתו כמו שכתב רבו מהרי נבון הנעל. We just said this. Rav Ovadia now is saying that the דיוק of חידה in רשי, you have to say, is like the פירוש of רבי יונה נבון that we saw in עוד בית, שאף על פי שלא היו שם כל ישראל הרובן, that even though in חנוכה it wasn't a ישועה for all of Israel, but כיוון שבית המקדש היה קיים, אשר עיני כל ישראל נשואים אליו, נחשב כאילו היו שם כל ישראל. Right? So you have to say he's going with that. After all, he's the Talmid of Rabbi Yehuda Navon. ובמגילה יודלת, תנו רבנן, there's a Gemara in Megillah that says, ממחת נביאים עמדו לישראל. There were 48 נביאים to Am Yisrael. ולא הותירו על מה שכתוב בתורה, אלא מקרא מגילה ונר חנוכה. And the only two things they sort of added to the Torah, and that is מקרא מגילה ונר חנוכה. מהי דרוש? What drasha did they make to give them the license to add מקרא מגילה and הדלקת נרות חנוכה? They made a קל וחומר. מעבדות לחירות, אמרינן שירה, ממוות לחיים, לא כל שכן. On Pesach, we say Shira, we say Halel. And on Pesach, it was only from Avdut, from slavery to freedom. Chanukah and Purim, Mimavet Lechayim, surely we should say Shira. And that's why they were metaken, Mikra Megillah, which is the Halel of Purim, and Halel on Chanukah and Adlakat Nerot. That's the Gemara in Megillah. ובתור אבן שם כתב, the שירה, what does the Gemara mean by שירה? היינו הלל ביום א' של פסח, שהוא זמן יציאת מצרים, וסביר עליהו כעיד הפסחים, נביאים שבהם תקנו לישראל, second column, שיהיו אומרים אותו על כל צרה שלא תבוא עליהם, וכשיהיו נגלים, יהיו אומרים אותו על גאולתם. All right? The תור אבן, that's the שאגת אריה, he brings down the Gemara עם פסחים. וכתב הריטווה בחידושיו, the ריטווה writes there, ורבנן לתיקון ותרחי נר חנוכה, and the רבנן that were מתקן נר חנוכה, which was much long after the נביאים, יש לומר, דסמכו נמי, ההייטמה, they relied on this reason of, if even מעבדות לחירות, קל וחומר ממוות לחיים. וקשה, דהה בחנוכה, לא הבינס לכל ישראל. And also, you see, not only Rashi, you have to say this, but on the Gemara in Megillah, you have to ask, but what do you mean? But it wasn't a Yeshua for all of Klal Yisrael. על כוח דסביר עלי נמי, כמו שכתבו האחרונים הנעל, דנס חנוכה חשיב לכל ישראל, מפני שהיה בית המקדש קיים. All right? Now, he goes in to be mefalpel a little bit now in this inyan that we just said. Let's see, let's try to follow here. ולכאורה יד הדוחה נטויה, לכאורה we can be דוחה this proof. דהאמרינה והוריות, אמר אבסי, נגמרה אין הוריות דו גימל, ובהוראה הלך אחרוב יושבי ארץ ישראל. When it comes to the הלכות of הוראה, הוראה means the psakim of Bet Din on Klal Yisrael. When Sanhedrin make a psak for Klal Yisrael, what to do, what yes to do, what not to do. So Masechet Horayot, Hora'ah is Horayot. Over there, this small Masechet is all about the halachot of the, if let's say Bet Din made a mistake, im ta'u behora'ah, if they made a mistake in their psak, and everybody did according to that mistake. So there's a special korban that the dayanim have to bring. Par he'elem davar shel tzibur. This is Masechet Horayot. So Rav Asi, in the beginning of the Masechet, says that when it comes to the halachot of Hora'ah, this korban of par he'elem davar min tzibur and the issue of the mistake of the Bet Din of Klal Yisrael, you have to go according to Rov Yoshve Eretz Yisrael. Rov Yoshve Eretz Yisrael. Meaning when the Hora'ah had to do with the majority of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. שנאמר, as it says, ויעש שלמה את החג וכל ישראל עמו, קהל גדול מלבו חמת עד נחל מצרים לפני השם אלוקנו, שבעת ימים ושבעת ימים. This was the חנוכת הבית of the building of the בית המקדש. If you do the math, this 7 days plus 7 days, it turns out that they ate on Yom Kippur. In the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when they built the Beit HaMikdash, they celebrated after the building, Chanukat HaBayit, 7 days and 7 days. It comes out, according to the dates that you look over there, you'll see it, Yom Kippur was one of those dates. And they made a party. They ate. And this is the famous case of Hora'at Sha'ah, that it was a specific Hora'ah at the time that it was Dochei Yom Kippur, that the celebrating of the Chanukat HaBayit of the Beit HaMikdash pushed off Yom Kippur. It was by the word of the Navi of the time, Natan HaNavi. So the Gemara says, so how does he prove that when it comes to Hora'ah, it goes after Rov Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael? Michdikti v'chol Yisrael imo. It says in the Pasuk v'chol Yisrael. And it says, Kahal gadol milevo chamat ad nachal mitzrayim. Namari, if you already said v'chol Yisrael imo, so why do you have to now repeat? The Pasuk has to say after it, Kahal gadol from the north to the south. What do you have to tell? You already said v'chol Yisrael. So I know what's called Yisrael. Shma mina han yudi krikal. So Rav Asi says, oh, you see, the Pasuk is teaching us, it's coming to tell us, what do we mean when it says Kahal? Because in the Torah, when it talks about the Bedin making a mistake and everybody going according to that mistake, it says, V'ne'elam me'enei ha-kahal. So he uses the word kahal, the congregation. So what's kahal? So this pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech is telling us what's kahal. V'chol Yisrael imo kahal gadol milevo chamad. What's ha-nihudi kri kahal? Only Yoshve Eretz Yisrael is called kahal, aval hanach dechutz la'aretz lo ikri kahal. But those in Chutz La'aretz, it's not under the halachic term of kahal. Upirish Hagaon Rav Gachovi v'tzofnat pa'aneach shegam sham hayta horaat haSanhedrin le'echol b'yom haKippurim le'regel Chanukat Bet HaMikdash k'deamrinan as the Gemara says in Moed Katan Daftet. Im ken yesh lomar. So maybe we could say like this. Shenes Chanukah shenaasa le'yoshve Eretz Yisrael chashiv keilu naasa le'kol Yisrael. Could always say like this. You don't have to come up to the reason of Bet HaMikdash. You could say, Nes Chanukah was done for Toshave Eretz Yisrael, right? So you're saying that outside of Eretz Yisrael is not called Kahal. So only Eretz Yisrael people are called Kahal. So that's Kol Yisrael. So that's why by Chanukah it's considered. And if that's the reason, then we go back to the Inyan of what he's trying to say over here on Yom HaTzma'ut. Even though there's no Bet HaMikdash, you don't need to come unto the Bet HaMikdash. Even without the Bet HaMikdash, it goes by Toshave Eretz Yisrael. That's all that counts. So it's considered a miracle for all of Israel. So that's the kushya that he's pushing. He's saying the Chaurah, you could push off what we said till now. However, in truth, it seems this inyan of kahal is only Yoshver Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is not called kahal. It's specific only to the dinim of hora'at bedin. Because dafka by hora'at bedin, that's where you have the pasuk of kahal. But in other sugyot, such as halel, it doesn't go by kahal. וכן מדבר מדברי מרן החידה בספר שער יוסף. You know, the Chida, one of his, you know, many ספרים that he wrote, is a little ספר called שער יוסף. It's a פירוש, חידושים, on מסכת הוריות. שער יוסף. מסכת הוריות is גמרא. It's like 13 pages. 13 page גמרא, you know, it's the smallest מסכת. So the Chida wrote a ספר חידושים on מסכת הוריות called שער יוסף. And, which by the way, Rav Ovadia has a whole kuntres, like, chidushim on the Shaar Yosef. I think it used to be printed in the back of Yechavidah. I have to check, I don't remember. Rav Ovadia wrote the whole, in the back of the first chelik of Yechavidah, or the sixth one, I don't remember right now, either the first or last, in the back, he has a kuntres on Masechet Horayot, step by step with the Shaar Yosef kimat, you know, with the chida, on Masechet Horayot. Tremendous Chidushim of the style of names of Amoraim. Like this Amora, sometimes, you know, we find Tosfot in Shas many times answers contradictions, apparent contradictions between two Amoraim, between an Amora by answering Trei Rabbi Ami Havu. There were two Rabbi Amis. There was a Rabbi Ami who lived in the beginning of the time of the Amoraim, and there was a Rabbi Ami 100 years later. And therefore it's not a stira. This type. And so that's what he does in this Sefer of Kuntres that he wrote. I think it was his first Kuntres that he ever wrote. I think when he was a teenager. When he was a teenager, you won't believe it. If you go through that Kuntres, you won't believe he was a teenager. I mean, not only the whole Shas is at his fingertips, everything else is at his fingertips. And it's just mind-boggling. Check it up. It's at the end of Chelek Aleph or Chelek Vav of Yechavedat. It was his first kuntres, so I guess to sell it as a kuntres, it used to be, long time ago it was, but so when he made Yechavedat, he just, you know, attached it to it, so it has a place. So it has a place, like you get a bonus also. It was his first thing. It was, yeah. So he says, וכן מתבאר מדברי מרן החידה בספר שער יוסף, שהביא קושיית הרב באר שבע, אהד רבסי ענל, דדילמה קראת על עניין עשיית פסח בתומעה, שהיא מצווה. וכתיב הטעם ושחטו אותו כל קהל עדת ישראל, ותלוי הדבר ברוב הקהל. והמי אמרו בירושלמי לטומאה הלך אחר רוב הנכנסים לעזרה. The Be'er Sheva, one of the classic early אחרונים, has חידושים על מסכת הוריות. He asks a question that maybe the word kahal is coming to teach me something else. Maybe we can say that by Korban Pesach, betum'ah is a mitzvah. That even if it was betum'ah, even if most of Klal Yisrael were in a state of tum'ah, you can bring the Korban Pesach. And it goes by Rov HaKahal. It goes by the majority of Am Yisrael. Not like what the Yerushalmi says, that it goes by the majority of Hanichnasim La'azara, of the people who are going into the Azara. V'tiretz Shar Yosef, no. Shani Hora'a Dichtiv Bakahal Be'etzem Adim She'anu Danim Alav, Dahaynu She'chat'u Tzibur Behora'at Bedin. The Shar Yosef says, no, the Kahal, the word Kahal that is written in the Pasuk in regards to Hora'a is dealing in the Halakha itself that we're dealing with. Aval Gavi Pesach Hanasa V'tum'a Lo Ktiv Kahal. But in regards to the question of doing the Korban Pesach V'tum'a, in the actual case of Pesach V'tum'a, it doesn't say the word Kahal. Techi Ktiv Kahal Legavi Shchitat HaPesach V'chlal Ktiv. The word is only in regards to the general Korban Pesach. V'shachatu oto kol kehal adat Yisrael. V'lo legabe haprat, it's not written, Kahan is not written in regards to the prat she'anu danim alav, that we're dealing with, which is k'shatzibur teme'im. Mishum hachi, azlinan v'atarov anichnasim la'azah. Okay. U'lefi ze kol sheken heicha, de lo sheach ta'am ze klal. She'lo nemar kahal v'inyan amirat halel. שאז בוודאי דלא שנה בין יושבי ארץ ישראל ליושבי חוץ לארץ. It says, therefore, since by the עניין of הלל, it doesn't say by הלל בכלל, the עניין of קהל, so therefore we don't differentiate between יושבי ארץ ישראל and חוץ לארץ. When did the Gemara say, because it says קהל, so we only go by תושבי ארץ ישראל, it's called קהל. That's by the din of הוראת בדין, where it says the word קהל in that הלכה. But by Halel and other Inyanim, where you don't necessarily have the Pasuk saying Kahal, then we don't differentiate between Toshavei Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. So therefore we have to come back to the Terutz, that why Chanukah? Not because it was Dafka Toshavei Eretz Yisrael, Ela because of Bet HaMikdash. And if you're going to come to say that was because of Bet HaMikdash, then by the Inyan of Yom HaTzmaut, not necessarily is there a Chiyuv, not necessarily is it part of the Takana of the Nevi'im to say Halel. Okay, so yeah, go to Dalit now. Go to Dalit. So by Purim, but again, but that was Kol Yisrael. The Gzera was on over there. There's no question. The question is only on Hanukkah. On Purim, the whole 127 Medinot. Of course, please. 127 Medinot were in the Gzera of Haman. I'm not sure about that now. If you're right, then you have a good he'ara. If you're right about that. But for now, I mean, it's like the Pasuk is saying, the Megillah is telling us that all Jews were in the sakana of the Gzerav Haman.
Yes.
You know? So if that's the case, then that nobody asked on, notice that the question is only by Chanukah.
Also, I thought that by Purim as well.
Besides, Purim was not even in Eretz Yisrael. Even more, it only makes the question even, yeah. Right? It was outside of Eretz Yisrael. So basically, till the end of Gimel, if you want to give a little subtitle to Aleph Bet Gimel of this tshuva, which I love to do, whenever it's a good idea, by the way, whenever you learn a tshuva in Yavi Omer, because, you know, you ever saw in the Minchat Chinuch, for example, and many of the Sfarim, what they do before every paragraph, they give you like a subtitle. If you look in the Minchat Chinuch, the new print, so you see that there's a subtitle just to give you like, what is this paragraph going to be about? What's the point? You know, so you get a little, because it's a yam, it's a whole ocean. So I always try in my Yabi Omer at home to put a little subtitle next to each ot in the tshuva, which captures the basic gist of that, you know, ot. So you get it. So basically, Aleph Bet Gimel was terutz number one, was the first answer why Rav Ovadia feels that A, it's not part of the Takana of Halel, and if anything, it should be without a bracha. Reason being, because it wasn't a teshuah of Kol Yisrael. Remember, I told you that's debatable. Other people would consider that debatable, but right now, that's what's mashma from him.
You also heard about the Kali Sky anointing that, about actually know where his Rosh is or not. I heard that from Rabbi Shachter once in a shiur.
That what? That if everybody was, then we would be able to know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. Meaning Ibur, the whole din, right, the din of Ibur HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana is, according to many Rishonim, when all Yisrael, when majority at least of Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, so the question is, if God Israel is in Eretz Yisrael, it's considered right. Only in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they could be...
So you heard this issue from Rav Shechter?
Rav Shechter, but he already heard it from Sankrams.
Okay, of course. Yeah. V'yesh lehosif otam she'en levarech al ha'alel b'yom atzmaut. Now Rav Ovadia wants to give reason number two why, even if you're going to say halel, but it should be without a bracha. He says, hagam shezachinu be'ezrat Hashem itbarach, even though we merited, Baruch Hashem, with the help of Hashem, ligbor al oyevenu besonenu shehayu rabim va'atzumim, even though we succeeded to be victorious over our enemies, who were many, who were the majority, umetzuyadim bemetav haneshek v'atachmoshet, with all the weaponry, velamrot hakol hem akaru v'nafalu, and despite all their numbers and their weaponry, we still defeated them. He says, still, hine be'agaot ma'aretz chayot l'shabbat kafalef. If you look in the Maratz Chayot in the back of the Gemara Shabbat Kafalev, Heir b'ma shekatu b'Gemara Sham, in regards to the famous Gemara there that says, "My Chanukah, what is Chanukah?" And Rashi explains, what does the Gemara mean to say, what's Chanukah? Pirush Rashi, al eze nes keva'uha. On which nes of Chanukah was the mitzvot of Chanukah instituted? So if you look in the Braita there, the only miracle that's brought is the miracle of the oil. So the Maritz Chayot asks the question that everybody asks about, and you hear about it every single Chanukah. Why does the Gemara not highlight the miracle of the war? That the Rabbim biyad me'atim. That's a miracle. And the Maritz Chayot gives the classic answer. Hatam mishum shenes ze eno yotze migeder ateva. Because this miracle, as great as it was, it's still within the confines of nature. It's still natural. She'en omrim halel al nisim nistarim asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh imanu b'cholet. Halel is not instituted for a nes, for the nisim that Hashem does for us, that are hidden miracles, that are natural miracles. Ma she'en ken nes pach Hashemen shu yotze migeder ateva, lachem tiknu halel b'nei Chanukah. It was the miracle of the oil which was supernatural, that is not according to the laws of nature, that oil which is only for one day should last 8 days, that's why the halel is said. What is the yesod in short that the Maritz Chayot is saying? That Hallel is instituted for a nes al tivi, not tivi, not natural miracle. Now, you have to explain a little bit more. How is me'atim, defeating Rabim, a natural miracle? He says, Vehu adin venidon didan, so in our case as well, she'af shezachinu b'chazdei Hashem yitbarach lenatzeach et oyevenu harabim v'ha'atzumim, even though we defeated them, but kevan shelo yatsa davar ze migeder ateva, it's not out of the teva. Next page. Ukemo shekatav gam ken aran bechidushav lechulin. The Ran, in his chidushin in Masechet Chulin Dav Tzadikhe, says, sheken min hago shel olam. It is common, it is the way of the world, I'm on page Kuf Samechtet, sheshnaim o shlosha abire lev yanisu harbe min amufchadim. Sometimes you can have a minority, two or three, but they are abirelev, but they're very, you know, confident, and they're all into it, and they're going to give their lives up, that they're able to chase away 100 who are scared for their life, whose morale is down. It is the way of the world that it's not always in accordance with the numbers. Sometimes you can have the weaker one, per se, overcome the stronger one. It reminds me of the famous Rosh in Bamitzia that explains the svara of Kol De'alim Gavar. Right? There's a way. What's one of the ways of psakim when you have a safek between two people in a monetary case? So sometimes the Gemara says, for example, the famous case of Hahu Arba, there was a boat that two people were saying, Zeomer Kula Sheli, Vezeomer Kula Sheli. So the Gemara says, Kol De'alim Gavar. The psak was, whoever is stronger gets it. Fight it out. That's a psak. Kol De'alim Gavar. So the Rosh is explaining, what kind of a psak is this? What's going on here? So he gives two pshatim. Famous Rosh. When I remember it, you know it's famous. All right. Kol De'alim Gavar. He gives two pirushim. One pirush is, we're not talking about a physical fight. It means whoever brings more proofs in Bedin. That's the fight we're talking about. The fight of proofs. But then he says, no, it's kipshuto. So how could you tell them to fight it out? How does that prove that it belongs to him? Maybe it's because he's stronger. And that's why he won over the boat. But maybe it's not really his. Says the Rosh. The one who it's his, even if he's physically weaker than the other person, he's going to be mecharef nafsho, he's going to be masal nefesh more than the other one, and he's going to beat him over, even though he has more muscles, bigger muscles than him, doesn't matter. But because it's his, when you're fighting for the emet, the morale is higher, it could overcome physical deficiencies. So the same thing, when it comes to war, you can have, it's the way of the world, that a small army can defeat a bigger army when they have a higher sense of urgency. So Rav Ovadia says, therefore, we cannot be metaken halel. What did the Maritz Chayot say? Halel is only when what? When it's a nes sheme'al ha-teva. The nes of the Nitzachon is not a nes, it's a nes tivi. וכייצא בזה כתב רבנו דוד אבו דרהם בשם רבנו אשר מילוניל שאין לברך שעשה לי נס במקום הזה. In regards to the halakha of the ברכה שעשה לי נס במקום הזה, you only say it אלא בנס שיוצא ממנהג העולם. Only if a miracle happened that was supernatural. אבל אם התנפלו עליו שודדים. But let's say the nes that happened was that robbers attacked him. הוא בא לידי סכנה, and it came to a point of danger, וניצול. And he was saved. Right? וכל קיצה בזה, אין צריך לברך שעשה לי נס במקום הזה. On that, you don't have, this also has ramifications in הגומל also. You don't say, the ברכה שעשה לי נס, because it's a nes that could happen. This is something that's natural, that a person can wiggle out of danger the last minute from שודדים. ואם תאמר הרי פועו, so here comes the question which I'm sure you were asking in your mind. Oh, so this is the case. See, it's funny. The first tirutz, the question was from Chanukah. The second tirutz, now the question is going to be from Purim. Right? Why do I say that? When you want to remember like a nice Dvar Torah to say to people, so when you remember a structure of something, it's good to, it helps out. So, do we say Halel or not? So the first tirutz is because it's not Kol Yisrael. On this, the question is from Chanukah. Chanukah is not Kol Yisrael. Answer is Rabbi Yonah Navon, Bet HaMikdash. Right? Second tirutz over here, it was a nes, it's a nes, but it's not a nes, it's a nes tiv'i. It's tiv'i, right? And the proof is from the Maritz Chayot in Chanukah. The proof is from Chanukah. But now we have a question on this tirutz from Purim. Purim, everybody says, why is the name of Hashem not mentioned in the Megillah? To signify that the miracle of Purim was keminago shel olam, right? And yet we say, no, but over here, we're leaving now the inyan of Kol Yisrael, right? That's not the point that we're dealing with right now. Right? The point over here is that we're going, that you only say, we just said now a Yesod, that you only say Halel on something that is not Tiv'i. So Purim, I thought everybody says, was a natural miracle, right? Was a Nes Nistar. So why do we say Halel, meaning Mikra Megillah? Why did they institute? That's the question that he brings over here. Ve'im tomar, hare Purim shaya nes kemin haga olam, u'mevarchim, sha'asa nisim. Oh, we say, you know, by the Megillah, sha'asa nisim la'avotenu ve'yamim ahem, bazman hazeh. Yesh lomar, I think this is from the Abu Darham still, he's quoting. Yesh lomar, hatam na micha shel yotze mi minhag ha'olam. Very interesting. We learn here a omek. Even though it was a nes nistar, like we say, it was hidden, it was in accordance with natural, you know, sequences, but it was still yotze mi minhag ha'olam. But it was extraordinary. Share bitel Or batel kitvei hamelech hepech dat paras umadai. How did there were letters with the decree from the king to destroy all the Jews? How in the world did they succeed to overturn that decree? That's very rare. That's number one. Ve'od sheharag karov lishmonim enef mibnei umato ba'avur ahavat isha achat. That's crazy. Almost 80,000 of his people, Achashverosh talking, that he allowed to be killed because of who? Of whose request?
Esther.
Of Esther. Because he loved Esther. Oh, that's what you want. Oh, yeah, you want another day to kill out my people? No problem. What? You know, it's true that it's not like Kriyat Yam Suf. You know, it's not like the miracle where oil is just not stopping, it's continuing. Wow, look at this. Yeah, it's not supernatural, but it's still very, very peculiar. How did such a thing happen? ובחנוכה, says the Abu Daram, שאנו מברכים שעשה ניסים, אינו אלא משום פח השמן. Like we just said from the Maritz Chayot, שנעשה בונס, שהדליק שמונה ימים, כמעשה אליהו ואלישה, עד כאן. וכן ובלחם חמודות, ראש פרק הרואה, וכן פסק בשולחן ערוך סוף סימן, ראש י"ח. והוא הדין שיש לומר כן, לעניין אמירת הלל, בנס כזה, שאינו יוצא מגדר הטבע, וכן הלאה. So we could say the same thing over here. Now, but one second, didn't we say that the Nes of Esther, of Megillat Esther, is Nes Nistar? והן אמת, yes, it's true, שחזן אמרו לגבי נס פורים, the Gemara said regarding נס פורים, הלכו לי נקופלה מתת, אסתר מן התורה מניין, שנאמר, ואנוכי אסתר אסתיר פניים. כן? וכתב הרמב"ן, דהיינו אסתרת פני הגאולה. So, on one hand, we do see that the Gemara calls the story of פורים נס נסתר, אסתר מן התורה מניין, שנאמר, אנוכי אסתר אסתיר, מכל מקום ודאי שלא היה בדרך הטבע. So now, by the way, it's a very important information. You know, on Purim, you always hear, that's bederech ha-teva, bederech ha-teva, bederech ha-teva. So if you don't mind, stop the person in the middle of his drasha on Purim and just tell him, just a little he'ara, ayen, she'elot u'tshuvot bi'omer chelek vav, siman, mem, alef, ot, dalet. I just sounded like Rabbi Gabriel, no? She'elot u'tshuvot bi'omer chelek vav, siman, ot, this. You tell him, ayen, that's it. Meaning, what do I mean to say? You're right, it's Nes Nistar, Chulin Kufla Metet. That's true, 100%. Aval ze lo kol kach bederech hateva. Not such a normal thing happened over there. וכן כתב באורחות חיים, that's one of the ראשונים, באורחות חיים, שבשעה שנקהלו ועמדו על נפשם להרוג בשונאיהם, 75,000, ואיש לא עמד בפניהם, imagine, you're getting up to kill 75,000 and nobody stood up for themselves. ואיש לא, that's the words of the Megillah, ואיש לא עמד בפניהם, or בפניהם, or לפניהם, זה היה בלי ספק, says the אורחות חיים, נס ופלא גדול אין כמוהו שלא העיז שום איש לפגוע בהם. The fact that nobody got up to fight for themselves against the Jews, this was a big nes ופלא, ולא נפקד ממנו איש. And now one Jew died. It's unbelievable. You know, the truth is, all these 2,000 years later that you think about it, it's unbelievable. Stop, I'm talking about Purim for a second. It's just, you think about it. What? Imagine such a thing today. Imagine such a thing today after Lo Aleinu, we shouldn't see any more of these shootings. You know, hopefully the one that just happened in San Diego was the last one. Imagine after that shooting that just happened, President Trump would get up and say, okay, Jews, sin, for the love of his daughter, and right? Who's a Jew? He will say, Jews, you have the right to go to all the mosques and shoot. Imagine if in Congress not one person would get up and say, oh! No, everybody would be on board. We would be stunned to a rock. We would be frozen. It would be unbelievable. Rabotai, what happened in Purim, in Paras Umadai, was, I think, even more than that. Was much more than that. Ve'ish lo amad bifnehem. So please, next time the guy gets up to speak and say, Purim is b'derech ha-teva, so you tell him, ayen. It's not b'derech ha-teva. So much. Why is it called the Nes Nistar? It's a Nes Nistar because the Yetzer Hara, if he wants, he can tell, yeah, but look, listen, coincidence. It's incidences that coincide. Okay? One led to the, and that's how the Megillah is written. The Megillah is written in such a way. That's why it's nista. But you got to be really shutting your eyes very tight for it to be nista. Because you just look at it and it's unbelievable. Gam b'sefer Mateh Moshe, we could continue, Rabotai. Oh, it's, we're out of time. But so can I just rush through till the end here? Gam b'sefer, because then he's going to go to the third. Gam b'sefer Mateh Moshe. Mateh Moshe, one of the classic acharonim. כתב, וזה לשונו, ואם תאמר, למה קבו חנוכה על נס השמן, ולא על שאר ניסים שנעשו, שניתנו רבים ביד מעטים, וואי דווקא על נס שמן, ויש לומר, שאותם ניסים, יש פתחון פה. See, that's the idea. There is an opening of the mouth, למינים, to the כופרים, to say, שמקראו. And it's a mikre, it's a coincidence, ולא השם פעל כל זאת חס ושלום, and it's not השם. כי לפעמים מקרה עניין כזה, because it could happen, שיפלו רבים ביד מעטים לאיזו סיבה, that you can have a big army fall to the hands of a small army, אבל נס השמן, אין שום צד לומר שמקרהו. But נס השמן, nobody could say, כולם יודו ויומרו, כי מעט השם הייתה זאת, היא נפלט בעינינו, ולכן כבאום ימים טובים בהלל ובודה. So we see the Mateh Moshe also says, ראיין עוד בצדה לדרך, וכן כתב הפרי מגדים, שברכת שעשה ניסים בחנוכה, היא משום נס השמן בלבד, לא על המלחמה. Why? כי נס לא נקרא, אלא כשהוא ניכר, שיוצא חוץ להקש וטבע העולם. Nes is only when it goes out of the natural laws of the world. אבל במגילה, היה הנס מפורסם על ידי כמה ניסים שנעשו בלילה. In the Megillah, it was a nes that if you look at all the miracles that happened that night, בלילה ההוא נדדה של הדמלך, it's a big nes. ולא היה כלל על צד הטבע בשום עניין. The Prime Gadim, in Siman Tafreshayin, Tafreshayin is the beginning of Ilchot Chanukah, he himself says that the nes of Purim was not begeder hateva. The Rav Ovadia, in his tremendous Bikiyut, adds in the parentheses, Achapri Megadim Atzmo, Bemishbetzot Zahav, Siman Tafresh Pebet, Sivkatan Alef, Lo Katav Ken. Just by the way, for your information, the Prime Gadim, a little bit stira he found in the Prime Gadim, in Tafresh Pebet, that's the in Ilchot Megillah. All right, Kedai to be Me'ayen to see. Ume'ata, so coming back to Arinyan very quickly, Bemilchemet HaKomemiyut, that's the Independence War, Shehanes Haya Derech HaTeva, כי כזו וכזה אכלה החרב, that's a play on words, it's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, כי כזו וכזה תאכל החרב, it happens that war, that's the way of war, כמה נפשות יקרות נפלו במערכות ישראל, that many lives died in the wars, אם כי בסופו של דבר תהילות לאל יתברר, even though at the end the result was, כי לא יתוש את עמו בעבור שמו הגדול וגבר ישראל, even though עם ישראל won, מכל מקום, אין הדבר חורג מדרך הטבע. But it did not go out of the realm of teva. See, if not one Jew, if not one Israeli soldier would die, okay, oh, whoa, that's like Purim then. ולא נפקד מהם איש. אבל there were casualties, of course, we know. So yeah, they won the war, and they won the war, you know, in a landslide, but it was still בחוקי הטבע. ולכן אין לקבוע על זה הלל בברכה. So that's the second reason. So I think that we'll stop here, and then Bezat Hashem, maybe we'll finish the Ot tomorrow, and then we'll continue on to the third reason that he gives us. Okay?